5 feet apart. I don't know whether you've seen the posters for this. I just saw this morning in the View in Islington. So Hayley Richardson and Cole Sprouse are two teenagers with cystic fibrosis. They meet in hospital. She has gone in there for what she refers to as a tune-up. For some sort of particular care, and they are chalk and cheese characters. She is very, very positive, and she runs a blog in which she tells people everything that she knows about her condition and her life, and she wants to pass on all this positive energy. And she smiles, she makes friends with people, she makes people feel good about themselves. He, on the other hand, is much more offy, much more gothy, much more kind of like the John Cusack figure from those movies from the 1980s. And when they first meet, they have nothing in common at all. He's up on the roof, sitting on the roof, and she thinks that you know, he's going to throw himself off or something. They have a kind of, you know, Harry and Sally vibe. You know that thing, you have a dark side? You think you have a dark side? I have a dark side. When I read a book, you know, I get a book, you know what I do? The first thing I do, I read the last page. That way, I know what happens in the end. So that's the kind of Harry-Sally thing going on. And she also has issues, which is that she's a control freak. She describes herself as actually OCD, that she's constantly worrying about controlling things in her life and indeed in his life, and she lists everything, including her own life. Here's a clip.
What's that?
My to-do list.
To-do list? It's pretty old-fashioned for someone that builds apps.
Yeah, well, the app doesn't give me the satisfaction of doing that.
What else is on that to-do list of yours?
My master list or my daily list?
Yeah, of course you have two lists. Well, the master list, that's the big stuff, right?
Okay. Volunteer in an important political campaign, done. Study all the works of William Shakespeare, done. Share everything I know about CF with other people, that's my YouTube page.
So your plan is to die really smart so that you can join the debate team of the dead or something? What about traveling the world?
Learn to play piano. Done. Speak fluent French. J'y travaille.
So the title of the documentary refers to the fact that because of their conditions, they and the risk of infection, they must stay 6 feet apart, which is apparently a guideline, which is to do with
maybe 5 feet apart.
No, 6 feet apart, and 5 feet apart is a sort of is a kind of a goal, a kind of compromise. But no, the thing is that the 6 feet, but the 6 feet over the course of the thing becomes 5 feet. And the film is directed by Justin Baldoni, who made a documentary called My Last Days. It was a TV series documentary in which he met Claire Wineland. And that apparently was when he first found out about CF. And we have, you know, we've seen a lot of films that sort of have surface similarities. Things like, you know, Fault in Our Stars and Now He's Good. And these are often films that get, you know, sneered at critically. But, you know, you have to judge each one on how well it deals with its subject and how well it tells its story. And in the case of this, I thought there are mawkish pitfalls. There are potential for, you know, for those problems with it dramatically. And it is also true that a lot of these movies walk in the shadow, and pun unintended actually, in the shadow of Twilight. And because I still think that what was happening with Twilight was a kind of interesting story about relationships. Anyway, in the case of this, on the positive side, the lead performances are really engaging, and it says a lot about the two lead actors that all the sort of the dramatic potential dramatic missteps you sort of forget because you buy into them as characters. It seems like a weird connection to make, but you're referring back to Us. You know, Us is a horror film, and it's a socio-political horror film. But the reason it works is because you buy that family. You know, you engage with that family. It's not even to do with having to like central characters. It's to do with the fact that you believe in them, and for the time that you're in the film, you know, you believe in their life and you believe in their situation. In the case of this, I did. Also, this has got a very good supporting performance by Moises Arias, who was in that brilliant film Kings of Summer, which, you know, was hugely overlooked, and it was a real shame because actually that was a sort of really smart film. And so I found that although I had gone in with a slightly sort of heavy heart, thinking, you know, I'm not entirely sure that this is going to that I'm the key audience for this movie, I judge it on the basis of, did it work? Did it emotionally engage me? And the answer is, I cried and I was moved by it. And the mawkish moments were, you know, they're there, but they were fine. And they didn't bother me that much at all. And I felt that it seemed to me, and bear in mind, I'm saying this from a position of ignorance, it seemed to me that the film was done in a manner that seemed good-hearted and seemed sensitive, and it didn't seem to be. I mean, there are moments towards in the third act in which the narrative goes into the realms of melodrama, which work less well for me. But as a, you know, as a moving teen romance story dealing with you know, with a relationship which is specifically in which the characters have a relationship, but they have to be physically separated, I thought it actually did it quite well.